I was gonna say something, dog. Oh yeah, yeah, the freaking dream within that time, bro.
Wait, don't you want to start off Welcome to Sunday's Best?
All right, you already said it.
All right, guys, this is the intro. Welcome to Sunday's Best.
All right. Yo, yesterday I got all weirded out, bro. I watched the butterfly effects for the first time.
The first one?
There's the second one?
I think there's two of them, yeah.
I don't know. Like, this movie was always on FX when I was a kid, bro, and I would watch, like, little, like, 2 minutes here
I
and
saw
there.
It's...
But I never saw the whole thing start to finish until
it's an interesting
night.
Movie. I think it's a good one, though.
It tripped me out, bro. I felt sad. I had all my regrets came back.
Oh, no. Which one did you hate the most, though, out of all the ones he went back to?
Which one did I hate the most?
Yeah. Because Ashton Kutcher is in it, right?
Yeah.
All
right. Probably the one where he lit the dynamite in the basement and the girl exploded.
Oh.
Yeah, I hated that one because I was like, damn, now he's like, he can't go back. And then it kind of clicked like, oh, he was asking for the journals when they told him it didn't exist. The same way his dad was looking for a photo album that didn't exist.
Yeah, yeah.
But he wasn't looking for his photo. He was looking for a photo album.
Yeah.
Because anything that'll jog his memory. And then after that, I looked up an alternate ending on YouTube. And that one was like, it was kind of stupid, but it was more sad. Have you seen it? The alternate ending? It has, I think there's like three or four of them.
I never seen alternate ending. I just saw like the movie ending.
What was the original ending? What was the ending you saw?
The one that ends in the movie?
But yeah, but there's a bunch of them.
The last one. I saw the whole movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm talking about the ending.
But I'm saying the ending of the movie. What happens in the ending of the movie?
The fuck, this isn't a pick your adventure movie. It's
yes, it is. There's a director's cut. There's all kinds, bro.
So I saw the one on Netflix.
Okay.
What the fuck?
You didn't say that, dog.
I told you a long time ago I watched it on Netflix.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I was like, bro, watch it. It's trippy.
So, you know how he watches the home movies in the doctor's office?
Yeah.
Instead of putting one of him as a kid at the party, he puts his mom in labor or something on their way to the hospital. They're, like, in the hospital. She's being, like, carted into a room. And, like, he's obviously not born yet. But he's conscious, I guess, in the womb. And he commits suicide. So the mom has a stillbirth, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And he finds out that that's like the third baby in a row that his mom has lost. So by him killing himself, he never existed and all those things never happened. And his mom ended up like having like another husband and another baby finally. And everybody lived their lives like Lenny had his. They showed a clip of Lenny and his birthday party. You know, they had a clip of like the girl and her brother.
Yeah, yeah.
At college graduation, but he just never existed.
Cause I like the original ending. Cause the original ending, doesn't he just go with like on his own? He just doesn't interact with them at all.
He interacts with
his best friend.
He scares the girl off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. At the kid at his birthday party, no, or hers.
Yeah, somebody's birthday. He says like, "I'll kill you and your family."
They see just screams and runs away, mommy.
I don't know why those kids remind me of Gavin, bro.
Gavin.
I'd be like, those are Gavin's friends. Remember Gavin?
Yeah, yeah. It reminds me of the only one that reminds me of Gavin is a fat bully, that chubby bully guy. You know what I'm talking about? The one's like, I'll kill your dog.
He's not a chubby. Wasn't the chubby kid though. The chubby.
Oh,
kid.
Oh no, he wasn't the chubby kid. He was just a bully. Yeah, you're right.
The chubby kid was the model airplane kid.
That kid
was crazy, dude. The little savage one.
Yeah, the bully.
I'm like, damn, bro. Ooh.
Just tormenting him, man.
Fool lit the dog on fire, bro.
Yeah.
He's like, Crockett.
Have you heard of Love?
Love Actually?
No. Death, Love, and Robots. Robots.
Robots?
Robots.
Zubat?
You heard of it?
No.
It's on Netflix, dude. You should watch it.
What is it?
It's so dope. It's like, you've seen Black Mirror, haven't you?
Nah.
You haven't seen Black Mirror?
I don't want to watch it.
Why?
I don't like watching shows, dog.
You watch Walking Dead.
I don't watch any of that right now, bro. I watch Friends, and I only watch it when I eat a meal.
Bro, watch Black Mirror and watch... Dang, I keep forgetting the fucking name. I always say it. Love, Death, and Robots. Love, Death, and Robots consists of, like, different... It's like 18 episodes, but each episode is its own story. So it's like, you don't have to watch them linear. You could watch them wherever. There's a lot of nudity in there, though.
Wait, there's a lot of nudity in what?
In Love, Death, Robots.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the premise of this movie, though?
It's not a movie. It's a show. And it's different episodes. Like, each episode is its own story. You don't have to watch them linear.
You know what movie I haven't seen, and it I remember when it came out, I saw the trailer for it on Facebook, and I screenshotted it because it was only going to be a limited release, like only certain movie theaters. And it was a movie, but it was an anime movie. It's called Your Name.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of it? It has like it has one of the highest ratings on like the, you know, those movie websites where it shows you like reviews.
Yeah, yeah.
It has like one of the highest ratings. And it, I don't know, it looked pretty cool. I forgot what the premise was, but I still think about it like, damn, I never saw that movie. I think it has to do with like two people, like a girl and a guy who like, I don't know if they live like in separate universes or if they have like separate lives and they kind of cross paths somehow. I forgot.
I don't know.
It's pretty. I wanna find it now.
Sounds like the ending of Full Metal.
No way. How?
Cause they go into separate universes, don't they?
Yeah, they find each other again.
Alright, motherfucker.
Didn't you ever watch
Jeez.
Conqueror of Shambhala?
Oh yeah, I saw that one. Conqueror.
Yeah, a teenage boy and a girl embark on a quest to meet each other for the first time after they magically swap bodies. IMDb gave it 8.4. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 97%. My Anime List gave it 9.1. Like, it has good reviews.
What kind of animated is it, though? Is it, like, a really good animated, or is it, like, a cartoon animated?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Because really good animated is, like... You ever seen, Fate?
No. But it looks like, nice, bro. Look.
Yeah, like that. That's, like, Fate. Yeah, that's really good animations.
Yeah, so...
If you guys haven't seen Fate, Fate's a really good one. It had, the animations, the fight scenes in that one are amazing. It's on Netflix. They have, like, 2 or 3 different series on there.
Wait, this is
definitely a movie? Recommend those.
Is a movie?
For Fate?
Yeah.
Fate's a series, and they have movies. They have, like, 2 movies for it. One of them made it to the movie theaters, but it was only there for, like, a week, and they took it off.
Because it sucked?
No, because it was, like, an exclusive thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the... Was it the Dragon Ball Z movies, where they put them on the movie theaters just for, like, a week or something?
For, like, all those nerds.
Yeah, basically, yeah, it's like that. All the hardcore fans of that.
I'll say for all the Germans. Speaking of German, okay, I'll tell you what is the...
Yeah, tell me.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't... Actually, look. We'll get back to your story. But I deleted Snapchat and Instagram.
Why, fool?
Because Casey Neistat posted a video
recently. Oh, no!
Like, he said he was like leaving social media because he found that he was on social media for like hours and hours.
Yeah.
Like, he just found himself comparing himself to other people. Where he'd look at it and be like, oh, look at this person. Like, they're doing this. And then I'm still like, I'm
you know what's this. Messed up, bro? I've been telling you this for years and you only listen to him. Cause
what do you mean, man? I've been using it less. I've been using it so much less. Like, I only use it when I'm like on my breaks at work or on my lunch or like if I'm waiting for something. Besides that, I don't use it at all.
You just stare at the wind like a freaking tart.
No. I would be busy. But now, I deleted it. So now, like, what I'm doing now is I'm just, like, on Worldstar or on YouTube. Just looking at videos instead of, like, looking at other people's lives. If that makes sense.
Remind me to...
I'm looking at nonsense, basically.
Remember Worldstar because I got to show you something in a little bit.
All right, go on with your story.
So German, I was watching his snap and his story was, like, he's, like... We're here, we're out here, or something, and it was at Vieja Serena, and then, like, an hour later, it was like, a band. Like,
wait, German's a really good friend from high school.
Yeah, and he's at some venue, and he's looking at the stage, like, if the stage is in front of him, he's on the right side of it, looking down, he's in those upper seats, and then, like, an hour later, the band's out there playing, it's, like, some paisa-ass band, and then, like, later, I go on Facebook, and it has, like, people, like, you know, the timeline showing like stories and all that.
Yeah.
And I see Rachel's and I hit it and it's at the same concert in the same section. So I'm like, oh, wee, they're at the same concert. I was like, damn, my boy's on a date. He's gonna get them bitties in the face, bro.
Rachel's a girl that we went to high school with. So these two people we know from high school. We know German a little. No, we know German from elementary, don't we? He went to elementary with us.
Bro, I was the first person you met, bro.
But he okay, so it was elementary school. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure. I met him in middle school, though.
Oh, no.
I met him with Muriel.
You said, damn, he's cute.
Huh? Oh, no. Hell no.
It's going to be quiet now.
Well, we just edit this out. That's the power of editing, you know?
Bro, we can't be editing everything, bro. You say editing. You say a lot of words weird.
Shut up, man.
Is it weird that no one's ever brought this up to you?
They bring it up sometimes. Not a lot, though. Like... When I say brother, I get that all the time, obviously.
Nah. But those are like, you say you pronounce it, how do I say it? The flow of it is correct, It's the pronunciation is a little off. But you will like change the flow of words. Like if they have accents, like you know in Spanish, you add the accent over a letter, you make the sound longer.
Yeah.
You'll do that with like English. Does that make editing? Sense? Like you say editing. I don't know how you say it. I say it editing. You say editing, something like that.
Editing.
Like, see, now you're saying it correctly, but I think it's because I called it
editing,
out.
Editing.
Like, I remember.
I felt like I was saying it. Well, I'll listen to this back and then like, I'll see.
I remember. Let's think of one. Like, you also say. Like, instead of saying control, you say control.
Control?
See? You say control. It's like,
I don't know. You gotta call me out when I do it, though. I don't recognize it. I don't realize it.
I thought you knew.
No, dude. I know about some of the words, but not all. Like, control, I never heard that one. No one's ever corrected me on that.
Yeah, like.
But I think I do say control.
Yeah.
Like when I'm talking about like.
Like video games, like.
No. But I know, but it's like when people, like back then when I was younger, you know how there's like valleys, and they have like big mountains that are like canyons.
Yeah.
I would say cannons. Instead of canyons, I feel like that's a big ass canyon over there.
I don't know.
Not even in the medieval times, fucking San Diego.
My parents always make fun of me, like, my Spanish when I was a kid. I don't remember these things, but, like, they said when, like, there was, like, meat, I wouldn't say, like, quiero un pedazo, I'd be like, quiero un carne.
Quiero un carne. It's like saying, I want one marijuana.
Yeah, I want one cocaine, please.
When I was younger, I would say, patras, instead of de regreso. So it's like, I'd be like, amá, miras con mi patras.
Say that again?
Mi patras. That's not a word.
No. Say it. Say the example again. The whole example.
Amá, miras con mi patrás.
Oh.
Or me duele mi patrás. Instead of saying mi espalda. Or like when I'm talking with like my cousins, I'm like, me das ese juguete de patrás? Instead of saying, me das ese juguete de regreso.
I say that all the time. I know it's not a word, but it's like just like a thing.
No, it's not a thing, yeah. Man. No.
Yeah, like it's like
what's those fake ass words?
It's like when people say pos, that's not a word, it's pues. You ever notice
I've
that?
I've never heard that.
Like people say, pues no sé. They don't say pues no sé.
I've never heard that.
I hear it all the time. People type it like that too. Or like,
I've seen it, but I always thought they were talking like in Spain or some shit like that.
Like people that, you know what like mean? People that say supposedly. Supposedly is not a word.
It's supposedly.
It's supposedly.
You know I say mean? That like, too though, supposedly.
I stopped saying that like when I was like in sixth grade because I found out it wasn't word. Like I remember Miss Labruschi, she
got married, dude. I don't know if you know this.
Oh, for real?
She got married, dude.
What's he look like, fool? Does he look like us?
Nah. He looks. This like an average, generic white guy to be honest.
She's tall, so I had.
She is tall. Miss Labruschi is one of our high school teachers, our English high school teacher actually.
Yeah.
But she's. Who?
Wait, what?
But she got married. I saw it on Facebook, actually.
Oh, what the hell? Yeah. Wait, back to my story, dog. So, I remember she schooled a girl. She didn't school her. She just corrected her in front of everybody, though. So, it was funny
to me.
Who? I don't remember.
You don't gotta protect this person. The hell?
What if this person doesn't matter?
Hey, no, it doesn't.
Anyways, they wrote an essay, and they were saying reoccurring. And she was like, guys, just for the record, it's not reoccurring, it's just recurring. Reoccurring is not a word. And I was like, oh, snap. See, that one was, that's a hard one. That I would have never.
Recurring?
Yeah, recurring. Reoccurring is not a word. I guess, I don't know.
I never used reoccurring, I used recurring.
I got nothing else, though.
Either way, Mr. Bruschi was hot. So.
Mr. Bruschi wasn't, I don't know how to explain her, bro. She was pretty, but to me, she wasn't like, like Miss Glide. Oh,
I guess cause she was really like slender.
Cause Miss Labruschi was skinny.
She was really skinny. She had long arms, long legs.
Yeah. Like she looked like a track runner.
No, not at all. No. She looked like one of those persons that got sick. Like really really fast. Oh, like if she got sick, she'd be like, oh. She got sick all the time too.
Yeah.
She was had like a red nose.
Like Rudolph.
Yeah, because she was sick.
You know, one time, fool, I got all, like, creepy. Because, like, I was cutting Kevin's hair. And then he was telling me about Miss Kel. And I was like, oh, damn. I was telling him about her.
She's from the one from 66, right?
From Pride.
From Pride, that's it.
That was like his counselor at school.
Yeah.
I was just like,
damn. Oh, she's still there.
I don't know. She was when he was in middle school. And I was just like, damn, bro, she was banging.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is at all. You just told me about it.
Right now?
No, you told me about it a long time ago.
Oh.
How everybody, like...
Yeah.
Everybody, like, when she came around, everybody was just like, Miss Kill's here.
We just called her Leslie. She was just
Leslie. There you go. That's it. That was the name I knew, right? Leslie.
She was a Miss Kill.
Oh, man. High school. That was, like, 5 years ago. It's fucking crazy, dude.
Was it? Oh, yeah. I was cutting this
fool's hair. Well, six now, but...
I was cutting this fool's hair before I left work. And, I cut this fool every, like, few months. And he's in high school. And I forget he's in high school. He looks like he's, like, 19. And then... Safe was playing, like, some old-ass songs, like... That he probably never knew about until he came here. Like, you know Family Affair by Mary J. Blige?
Sounds familiar.
Or, you know, it's a Nelly song, bro. Oh, they're early 2000s. Anyways, I was playing, the songs were playing, and I was telling the kid, I was like, yo, are these songs, were you around for these songs? I was like, what year were you born, dog? He's like, 2002. And I was like, what the hell?
Damn, that's crazy.
2002? Bro, what was I doing? I was...
That kid's 17.
I was eating glue and picking my nose in first grade or second grade, whatever grade I was in.
When anybody tells me they're like they were born in the 2000s,
after the 2000s, after, is a
yeah, it's crazy.
Like Kevin, dog.
Kevin, he was born in 2004.
That's a trip. I was 9, bro. He's 15. I was scratching my nuts.
He's what I learned how to drive. No, man.
It's crazy, dog.
You know, I want to get him a BMW.
What the hell?
From when he's 16. Not a new one, though, like a used one. Like,
bro, you didn't get me a BMW. Like,
bro, I ain't getting you nothing, right?
Bro, fake ass friend.
Know that watch, though?
A watch.
Bro. Oh!
The watch I pawned off last week?
The Fitbit. Bro? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, stop. Wish. Well, you wish you had that kind of money.
Bro, I got all the monies.
Oh, yeah?
Hell yeah.
So why don't we have, like, these super nice condensers instead of these,
What do you mean these are studio quality right here.
Bro, freaking Samson Zippo lighters.
Hell nah.
Bro.
Samson, if you want to sponsor us, you know, just hit us up.
Bro, I'm freaking sweating.
God, bro.
I'm sweating.
Why are you not sweating?
I don't know.
Jeez.
She still gets sweaty.
But then again, she's a big girl though. And she's dark, so you know, attracts heat.
That's you'll be messed up if for some stupid ass reason this podcast got like really big and then everyone heard it and then it spread the word and then
people actually believe that.
No, everybody we talked about in this podcast.
Oh,
like, it's not like we're talking about them behind their back or anything. We're just telling stories.
I feel like we get a little bit like a shade our way. Like people will make those like indirect posts, but they're direct. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Or like, they say like a generic statement, but then they're like, but if the shoe fits, it fits.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to get him a BMW. But the only reason why is because it has some dope ass features. Like, I don't know if you know, but on the BMW, when you go in reverse, the mirror on the right side goes down. So you can see the tires and see how close you are to the curb. It's pretty dope. And I feel like that helped him out a lot.
It would, but...
Just, I don't want to give him a new one, though, because a 2002 BMW has that feature.
The only reason I don't... Like, new cars and stuff, they have rear-view cameras, all kinds of stuff. The reason I don't like those things is because, like, I don't know how to explain. I'm not really, but I'm kind of a purist. Like, I like to learn things how they were meant to be learned, and I don't want to have to rely on new things. So, like, when I drive, if I had a rear-view camera... I wouldn't want to use it because if it came down to where I didn't have it available, I wouldn't know what to do because I've always been relying on it. You know what I mean?
But
so if you're always relying on your mirror to tilt, what about the day comes when you're driving a car that doesn't do that and you're over here struggling and pulling the little switch while you're reversing like you're a freaking forklift driver?
But you just gotta do it though, you know? Because then if you think about it, we're just getting more advanced, you know? If anything, they're just going to get more easier.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Things are getting easier, and we're having those things more available, like readily available. But I'm saying, what if a day comes when, you know, your camera just spazzes out for some reason, and it fixes later, but for the moment, you have to back out of some like super tight spots, and you can't see anything.
Then because you just gotta learn and, you know, learn and live.
That's what I'm saying. Just start them off basic, bro.
I don't want to do that though. I don't, bro. Because if I do, because what I want is BMW. If I can't find one in my price range though, then I'm gonna just go with like a Honda Civic. You know. Because then if Honda Civic's parts are cheap, there's a abundance of fucking parts, because there's so many people that have Hondas. Yep. You have all these fucking people that mod Hondas and shit. Yep. So then it'd be easy. But that's like my backup plan, the Honda. First, I want to get the BMW.
I like how your backup is a super nice backup. What I mean is like the reliability of it. I don't know if that's a word. But
no, yeah, it is reliability.
Your main plan is a car, a foreign car, which is a pain in the ass to fix already. Well, that's like, okay, we're going to do this one. But if we can't get this one, we're going to go with the easy one. Like,
well, it's because it's easier to drive. That's the only reason. Because if there's any issues, it's not like he's going to fix it, you know?
That's what I'm saying, though.
If anything, I'll be the one trying to fix it.
A Beamer, a Mercedes, any car that's foreign, those cars cost a lot to fix when you take them to a shop, when you do it yourself, versus a Japanese car or an American. I mean, the only difference is the Japanese car, they're much more reliable than American cars, but...
Definitely. That's obvious. A lot of people know that.
Yeah.
If you don't, then now you know.
America.
Mental note.
I want an American car.
I don't want
I want a Focus RS. God. Bro, they're like little bugs. They're speedy, bro.
I don't want
the car looks like... It doesn't look like trash on it, but it doesn't look like a nice car. It looks like a regular car on the inside. That's because all the money's going towards the engine. And it's not that expensive. It's like 30 grand
for a car. Then again, how often do you drive faster?
A lot.
I don't think so.
I do.
What's the fastest you've gone?
100.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
The fastest I've been in a car is 125.
Cause then how usual do you, what's the usual speed you go?
80, 75.
Okay then. I wanna see that standard for America. Or not America, for San Diego.
Yeah, but
cause almost everybody goes 80.
That's what my car can handle. If I had a car that could handle more, I would.
I don't think you could. You would. Cause even with this car, When I'm with my Altima, when I'm driving on the freeway, I don't even sense it going like quick, if that makes sense. I feel like I'm going just at a regular speed.
Because it can handle it.
It's dope.
This car can handle
it. It's dope. It just sucks when I see like a cop in the corner of my eye. I'm just like, fuck.
That's how when I drive, dude, like I've noticed people just stare outside, like forward. But when I'm driving, I say like literally half my time is spent looking at all my mirrors, make sure there's no cops around.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I'll do it half the time actually. Half the time I'm looking for cops. The other half time I'm like on the road.
Yeah.
Unless if I'm driving like with my girlfriend, then I drive like a little slower, like 75, 70.
For me, bro, like I drive however I want to drive until someone steps in my car. Then I drive like a dad. Uh-huh. Like I slow it down like 70 at the most, 75.
Honestly, for me, it's just if my parents are in the car or if my girlfriend's in the car. Besides that,
so what you're saying, like, bro? You put my life in danger.
I'll put my little brother's life in danger. He bro, gets in the
I'm
car.
More,
with me,
I'm more important.
I'm going like 80 down the freeway.
How does your girl drive?
My girl, she drives like a maniac. Actually, she gets so much road rage, crazy amount of road rage.
Oh no!
Like we be driving, and then like if there's a car in front of us and it's going slow because it's actually obeying the law, she gets pissed and she's like, "Move the fuck out of the way!"
Oh no!
And it's like, bruh. We ain't in a hurry. We're just going to my house.
When I picture your girl driving, I picture her like sitting on a phone book.
A couple of textbooks.
Yeah, she has like a little like a leg extension.
Oh
like,
no!
So you can reach the pedals.
My girlfriend's like 5 foot nothing. Holy. So she's like, but she moves the seat really high, really forward so she can reach the gas pedal. She has nice cars, so it's not too bad for her.
Damn, you should get a nice car, fool, instead of this one.
What do you mean? This is an amazing
state
car.
State of the art.
Amazing car.
Are you sure, bro?
Hell yeah.
You know what I saw
this week? I changed the brakes today.
I saw. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It wasn't as hard as I thought it would be. It's pretty easy.
You changed the brake pads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the brake pads. I was going to change the rotors, but I decided not to. They're still good. Don't need to change them.
I need to change my rotors. Every time I change the brake pads, my dad does it.
Oh. Just bring it over. I actually have an impact wrench now. You know what an impact wrench is?
No. Is that like for like tightening?
Yeah. It's kind of like a drill.
Like the...
For the lugs.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when you take off the wheels, it's easy.
Yeah. So easy.
I don't know. I don't know cars, man. I don't pretend to know cars either.
I got you.
What you mean? You don't know cars either, dog.
What you mean?
If you did, you would have fixed that.
That's different, though. That's completely different. That's different. You need miracles for that.
Stop, bro. A little soap, a little hot water.
Oh, no.
It's good to go.
Boiling hot water.
A little WD-40.
And then just pull on it.
It's good to go. Get a plunger and suck it out.
What kind of car you got again? What is it?
I was like, Altima. A Gallant.
Stop. Mitsubishi, no?
Yeah. Feel it. Look at it, man. It's suffering.
Oh, no.
Yo, did you watch that video I sent you?
Yeah. I don't remember what it is, though, but I watched it.
Did you like it?
It was a hunting video, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it, though.
It was dope, right?
It was so dope.
The freaking shot he took? Yeah.
Like, it was so dope. He took two shots at it.
Yeah, yeah. The second one was dope, too, because he was, like, moving almost. I don't know. It was a sick-ass video, bro. I tell you, this dude was a Cam Haines, bro. He's the real deal. I heard about Cameron Haines from Joe Rogan, like, it's been a while, dude, like 4 years ago, man. Like, right around the time I started hearing a lot about him and Steve Ranilla, but mostly Cameron Haines, because Cameron Haines is, like, he's a savage, bro, like.
He looks like a badass, dude.
He's old, bro. He's, like, 51 or 52, and he does all this crazy
ass stuff. In that video you showed me?
Yeah.
Dang, he doesn't look that
like,
old.
Looks
like he's in, like, his, like, mid-30s, late-30s.
Nah, bro, he's old, dude. You saw how busted his knee was? And he said the day before he ran like 37 miles.
Yeah, and he tripped and some shit.
Him, he's like David Goggins, bro. You remember David Goggins?
Yeah, I remember David Goggins.
This dude runs like ultra marathons and stuff. He's done a lot of the races that Goggins does. And he hunts. He's a freaking bow hunter.
Dude, we need to go hunting.
But first
we need to get some gun practice, you know?
I was talking to Safe about fishing. Cause I don't know, I've been thinking about fishing lately. But freshwater.
Well, we talked about fishing a long time ago, dude. We never went.
I know, but it's cause you never did nothing.
Oh my god, right? Why are you acting? I was ready to get that license.
Fishing, like, I don't know, but I just think of me being like in a little canoe. Not a canoe.
Oh, you wanna get in a canoe?
Like a little boat on a freshwater lake, like an hour or two, like in North County, and just sitting there for the day. Like with a little hat with like the big ass brim.
Oh no.
Like a bucket hat. So I have a lot of shade all around me. I just have a little pole. I don't drink, but I picture a beer in my
hand. A beer?
Yeah. Like a little cooler next to me with
America.
Like sandwiches and beer and water. And then.
Oh, yeah. Where are the sandwiches? Are they tuna or?
Nah, son. What I'm mean? There to get the tuna. Oh. I mean, there's no tuna in freshwater, but I'm there to get fish. I got, like, sandwiches with, like, peanut butter and jelly. I got, like, turkey and cheese. Well,
no, your mom made them?
Nah, bro. I made them. I make good sandwiches.
Why are you acting? Bro. You make it look like it's shit.
Stop.
Like, actual turds.
I make professional. You make turd sandwiches, bro. I make professional sandwiches. I don't know why. I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about, like, harassment and rape and stuff. And I was thinking about how people speak up and don't speak up. People lie and don't lie about things that happened or didn't happen. And I think I was thinking about how people get caught, like, sexually violating other people, and they either get, like, harsh sentences or not harsh sentences. I don't think there's too harsh when it comes to things like that.
Yeah, but, I know what you mean.
I was thinking of, because I was like, I'm sure somebody would come up with like some kind of counter argument to this. And then it made me think, like, what's worse, to condemn an innocent man of something crazy like that and then going to prison forever, or a man who was guilty of something and never having been caught? Which one's worse?
condemning somebody.
Yeah.
That did nothing.
So let's say a guy rapes a girl and nobody ever catches him and he lives on his life. I'm not saying he does it again. I'm just saying he lives his life freely. He's not in prison.
Yeah.
Which one's worse? The guy who raped somebody and just, he never gets caught. I'm not saying he does it again, but he just lives his life how he wants to live it. He maybe just moves on and doesn't do it again. I don't know.
Okay.
What's worse? Him, that guy? Is it worse that that guy got away with it? Or is it worse that if a guy who's innocent, who never touched anybody or did anything, gets convicted and does like 25 years in prison?
Well, obviously the guy that's out, why wouldn't it be worse for the guy that didn't do anything?
Because you literally took the life of an innocent person. 25 years is a lot of time. It's almost half your life, bro.
That's a whole childhood.
It's more than it's almost half your life, dog. Most people live, what, like 65 years? What's half of that? Like 33 or something?
30, yeah.
So, which one's worse? Like, I feel most people would say, oh, it's worse that the rapist is out because he's still out there. And I'm like, well, you have to assume he would do it again. And
but then wouldn't, I feel like, but then the rapist that got away with it would do it again because they'd be like, I already did it once and I know how to get away with it, so I'll just do it again. You know what I mean?
But then you get the guy who's innocent, who never did anything. He just lived his normal life. He gets sent to prison. He has to deal with all these prisoners. He probably gets raped in prison. They probably.
What did he go to jail for, though?
He went to prison for being convicted of rape that he never committed.
No, dang, that kind of. Yeah. They don't.
That's what I'm saying. Which one's worse?
You're raping.
That's a hard thing to answer. I guess it would matter. I guess what really matters is a case-by-case thing, because maybe the guy's already, like, a messed up person, and so...
Because I want to say, like, you gotta dive deeper into it, because, like, what if the person that was convicted of it, I mean, that was convicted of it, but didn't do anything? What if he started reading up on, like, law books and stuff like that, and he was able to prove his own innocence? You know how that, like, there's been a person that's done that before.
Yeah, who I think it was Freeway Rick Ross. I forgot who it was.
Yeah, me too. But someone's done it before. So what if he does that? It might take him a couple of years, but he gets out.
Here's the thing. My dilemma with that is that he shouldn't have to prove it.
But then if he's already sentenced, what's his best choice?
Sit-ups and push-ups, fool. Oh, get a bus, so no one can do nothing to you.
It's not like he's going to do push-ups and sit-ups all the time.
I mean, you got a lot of time in prison, bro.
Exactly. And you have books. You have access to a library.
Yeah.
So it's not even a computer if you're fucking lucky. Because I don't know. Because I want to say it's worse to have a rapist out there.
Yeah. I think it was Freeway. You know who Rick Ross is, right?
Yeah.
The not the rapper. The real Rick Ross.
No.
His name is Freeway Rick Ross. This is the guy who, I'm pretty sure, he was basically the guy who brought... crack, who made crack big time in like where was it? Was it LA or was it Baltimore? I forgot where it was. He was like, he introduced crack to like this whole city, and he was talking about how like it involved like law enforcement or the government or something. Basically, this guy was in jail. I think it was him that did it, that he was in prison and he was like very uneducated, and then he learned how to read and he began studying law. He taught himself how to read in prison, and he found a loophole or some kind of thing, and he got out. Same thing with there was another guy. He was on Rogan's podcast. It was some bald guy. This dude looks crazy. Like, he looks,
I think that's the guy I saw actually.
He looks crazy.
I saw a video with some dude that actually got out. I saw it on the news.
Yeah, and this guy looked crazy, but I think he might have gone crazy because he was in prison. But he got released, and I think he was like pardoned of his crime order because I think he got in trouble for like lying to the police because he was scared about a crime he didn't do.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but that's what I remember him saying. So yeah, which one's worse? You didn't answer the question, Doug.
I did. I said the guy that's raped, that's free.
That's worse? Why is it worse?
I feel like that's worse. Because he could keep raping, as he feels like he grows confidence, because he's like, I didn't get caught doing it the first time, so I could probably do it again. And then you don't know, what if he changes his target age and he goes for someone younger? Or like, what if he gets tired of it and he wants something more? And he goes, like, all Ted Bundy and starts killing people and starts raping their dead bodies.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I just don't know if I agree with it.
Well, you know, we're entitled to opinions, you know?
I know, but there's wrong opinions. There's wrong opinions and dumb opinions. No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, that's what I think is the worst. Because I want to say, the guy in prison, he's going to have it bad. Real fucking bad.
Yeah, he's going to have
it bad. People are going to rape him because they think he raped somebody.
And you don't think that's worse?
I feel like that's bad. But it's like, the way I'm seeing it is like, you have one person being in a shitty situation where you have a bunch of people over here that could get raped. You know what I mean?
Because I said this guy did it once. I didn't say he would do it again. And I'm not saying if he did it again, he wouldn't get caught. He could probably get caught. But this guy for sure is doing 25 for something he didn't do.
Exactly. But then again, he could not be doing 25, you know? What if he's on good whatever? You know what I'm talking about?
Good behavior.
That's it. He's on good behavior. And he, like, starts reading up and he finds out there's loopholes and he gets out. Whereas in this guy out here, it's like you said, it's not guaranteed. What if he's out there just raping girls left and right?
Like the guy from the 40-year-old virgin, he got out of prison. Remember that guy?
40-year-old virgin? Some guy, guys.
Remember that movie?
Yeah, I seen that movie.
Remember there's two Indian guys. The old guy and then the not old guy. The not old guy went to prison in like 2011.
I remember that guy, oh.
He was in he lived like in Oceanside or somewhere in North County. And this dude stabbed his girlfriend a bunch of times. And she lived, I think. Yeah, she lived. And so this fool stabbed his girlfriend a bunch of times and she lived. And then he got convicted of attempted murder. And so this fool was in a movie. This fool went to prison for like 8 years. I just found out he was released last September on parole.
He came out on a 40-year-old version?
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing that. Did he show up in Netflix?
Yeah, he's in there. They wouldn't take him out just because he tried to kill somebody. I mean, think about it. They don't really care. Look at Louis. Louis jerked off in front of some women. His stuff is still on Netflix.
I don't know. Never seen it.
40-year-old virgin.
I don't remember seeing him in there. Or even, like, how long was he in there for?
Like 8 years.
I mean, no, I'm talking about the movie.
Oh.
Was it like one scene?
Really small part. A few scenes, maybe.
See, that's why I don't remember.
His name is Shelley Malil.
Let me see. You got a picture, don't you?
Yeah, this guy. See?
The old guy.
See, released from prison. He stabbed his girl.
Damn, dude. Crazy people in the world.
You know what? I see crazy people. I started seeing more crazy people when I started working at the shop because we watch a lot of TV there. We don't watch it. It's in the background. A lot of the time, like 90% of the time, the TV's on, I think it's called the Justice Network or something. it's just like shows about like crime.
Yeah.
And like, yesterday they had one about Ed Gein. I'm pretty sure I've told you so many times about Ed Gein. But this dude was like a freak. Like every time I hear about him, like every time I hear his name, I think about like all the stuff I read about him. Like this dude, like they think this dude was obsessed with his mom. Like he couldn't live his life without his mom. They think he might have killed his younger brother when they were kids. This dude was found guilty of killing like two women, going to cemeteries and digging up bodies.
God,
and he would use the bodies of the people he killed and the other body, the fresh bodies, to I don't know if he did sexual things to them, but he used their body parts, like their skin and stuff, like their tits, and made like belts, lampshades. He made a suit out of skin, like a body suit.
That's fucking crazy. That's insane.
Yeah, and he looks like a freak too, man. He inspired, I think he was one of the main inspirations for the movie called Psycho from like the 60s, I think. I never saw it, but
yeah, that's an old ass movie.
It sounds really good. Yeah, this dude was around a long time ago. From
The movie came out in the 60s?
Yeah.
That's really old.
Yeah. The guy's from like Wisconsin or something.
Obviously.
Psycho, I have to see it. You know it's a good movie? American Psycho. Have you seen that?
Nope.
You should watch it. Have you heard of it?
I think I have.
I'm pretty sure it's still on Netflix. I saw it like years ago. It's about some fancy I don't know, business guy from New York.
Cause that's, doesn't it's he Christian have like red all over his, like blood all over his?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christian Bale.
I've seen like I've seen it on Netflix. I never watched it though.
I'm Patrick Bateman.
Like I recently watched Boondock Saints.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
That one's really good.
Yeah, did you watch American Gangster yet?
No, dude.
Bro,
I'm not watching movies, dude.
You just said you watched the Boondock Saints.
Here's the thing: I watched it with my girlfriend on her birthday with her brothers. So it's not like I did it by my own choice. It was kind of like I was there, and they're gonna watch it. So I'm like gonna be like,
so you couldn't
don't put this on.
You couldn't be a man.
Put American Gangster.
Yeah, you couldn't be a man. No. Speak up and be like, yo, guys, let's watch American Gangster.
They were gonna watch Boondock Saints, and they all said it was a dope movie. So I was like, let's watch it,
bro. But Denzel is better than anybody.
I don't care, man.
Bro,
I'm not a big movie fan like you, fam.
I'm not either.
Bro, you have a bunch of movies on the list.
I haven't watched them.
I want to watch this. I want to watch that.
What did I add recently, dog?
Let's find out. Jeez, man.
I don't like this
film. The only movie I want to watch right now is Harry Potter. The new one. The Crimes of Grindelwald, I think it's called.
Oh, I haven't seen the first one. That's the one I want to watch. Let's see what I added recently. I added Hell or High Water.
I heard Frontier was a really good movie on Netflix.
I haven't watched The Departed. I can't believe you haven't watched The Departed. I added Casino Royale. I added Solo. I added American Pie 2. I added Poltergeist.
I already saw American Pie 2. Why'd you add that one? You already saw it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
Can't believe you haven't seen Schindler's List.
I saw Schindler's List.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
Wait, wasn't Schindler? No, I haven't seen Schindler.
Yeah, see?
I was thinking of a different movie. I was thinking of Sixth Sense when you said that. I don't know why. But I thought it was Sixth Sense.
I haven't seen Once Upon a Time in America.
Once Upon a Time in America.
Or Cloud Atlas. I added Kung Fu Hustle.
Yeah, you added a lot of movies on
there. I haven't seen Logan's Run. I saw Zodiac like a month ago, but I'm going to watch it again tomorrow.
Oh my God.
It's such a good movie, bro.
It is.
Oh my God.
I've seen it once. I was gonna watch him with my girlfriend, but then she didn't want to, so we had to watch a different movie.
This movie you should watch with her is this one.
Nah, she's not gonna want to watch that either.
Why?
Because she likes this type of shit, but when she's with me, she only wants to watch comedy for some reason. I don't know why, but it's always comedy.
Bro, is she funny, bro?
Like, yeah, she's funny, actually. She cracks some good jokes.
Like, she'll make me laugh?
Yeah, because they're jokes about me.
What if she doesn't, bro? What if she doesn't, and I get mad, and then I roast her? Are you gonna get mad at me?
Nah, I don't think I'd get mad.
What if I make one little joke about her and it makes her not mad, it just kind of annoys her? She just starts roasting me like crazy, but I don't really get triggered by it. And then I do one joke, like just one, like
one, like a one-liner,
like one little take out her flame, and she starts crying. Would you get mad then?
Yeah, I'd get mad then.
What would you do though?
I'd probably leave.
You'd probably leave?
I'd leave. I'd leave.
Hey, you gonna leave her there?
No, I'll leave with her, stupid. I'll take her and be like, alright, let's go.
What do you say to me though? Nothing.
I wouldn't say shit to you. What the hell?
For how long, fool?
You just made my girl cry.
I'll make you cry too.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
I'll probably scratch your car. You probably, like, fool.
Cause then you didn't make me cry, you just made her cry. So I still talk to you and be like, yo, we're home now. She's
cool.
She's feeling better now.
I got her a shake.
But I still talk to you. It's just you made her cry. So I'm going to take her out of there as soon as I can.
And when we started feuding, like me and her, like, what's up then, fam? Step up.
Then like, you guys feud. What the fuck?
What if we got in a fight? Like a real fight?
You guys want to get into a fight.
She chokes on me.
She chokes on you?
Yeah.
She won't.
She doesn't
She'll drop kick move. You in the throat.
She looks at me. She does the thing where she does it like that, and then I go like WWE.
Like the Undertaker does?
Yeah.
Grab her by your throat.
And I freaking, 619 her. Is that what it's called? Yeah, 619.
Yeah, 619. That's her Mysterio's move.
Oh, we.
Jesus. WWE. Smackdown.
I swear, that has to be somebody's cousin that we know.
Rey Mysterio?
Yeah, bro. He has to, bro. He's from where's he from? Chula Vista or something?
Didn't you say your dad cut his lawn or some shit like that?
No.
Someone told me their dad cut the lawn of his house.
Not me, dog.
It wasn't you? It might have been my dad with all of his, like, fake stories. He probably told me, like, one of his friends did.
The only thing I know like that is that one of my friends is, I don't know, she's like a nursing assistant. I don't know what you call it. But her, the house that she takes care of the patient at, the neighbor is Philip Rivers' house.
Hmm.
So I thought about, like, finding out where it is and just stalking.
Oh, you're weird.
I meet Philip Rivers. I'll carry a jersey over my shoulder.
Bro, you'll probably find him one day. If, like, because he's the one that has all the kids, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got like 9 kids now.
Exactly. You're probably found with his kids just lying around somewhere.
At work, one of the homies' clients, dude, he came in today with his kids.
Why'd your voice just, like, go down like that? I don't
know. But, he came in with his wife and kids. At first, he came in with his 2 boys. No, with just his one of his boys. And his wife was going to come through later in a little bit because they were all going to get haircuts. And he came in with just one of his sons. His wife came later. She brought in a daughter and a son. So that's 3 kids. And then they were like, oh, well, how many kids do you have? And he was like, oh, we have 4. Like, where's the other one? Oh, the other girl's at her uncle's house. And then he's like, we got another one on the way. So the girl's pregnant. So they're like a 25-year-old couple, bro.
And they're about to have 6 kids?
5 kids.
Because then you said she was pregnant?
Yeah, yeah. So they had 4 kids there. They had 3 kids there. One was at their uncle's house, and now they have the one in the oven.
Oh, okay. Dang, that's a lot of kids.
That's a lot of kids, dude. At 25?
A lot of kids.
This dude's working his ass off.
There's a lot of room for mistake there, too. 5 more years of room mistakes. Dang, that's crazy. Shit, I'm 23. I don't want no kids.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, why ruin a good thing with kids? Why take away your happiness? I'm not saying having kids will make you happy, but I'm saying it's going to change a lot of your life.
Hell yeah.
You're not going to see your friends again.
I just had a friend that just had a kid. His kid was born a day after my birthday. It was pretty crazy. He had a little girl. Congrats to him.
See?
Our friend had a gender reveal party. I don't know if you know that.
You're pretty good, stupid.
I don't know. He's having a boy. That's crazy.
I don't know how I feel about gender reveal parties. I think it's like, I guess, like, it's a cool way to tell everybody. I just think it's kind of silly.
It's kind of like a norm now, if you think about it.
Yeah, I would probably just,
everybody does it.
If I knew, I would just be like, oh, yeah, we're having a guy. Or a boy, I mean.
You know, that's actually what my friend told me when he had his kid. That's what? How nonchalant he told me about it.
Yeah, it's
he was like, hey, my kid was born.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. See?
Like,
dude, I got all excited for him, too. Like, I sent him a message, a long message, all capitals. And
stop.
The way he told me, he was just like, hey, I know it was your birthday recently. Happy birthday. I know. The kid was born.
Why are you lying, buddy?
I was like, okay.
You gave him a kiss on the cheek.
Nah.
You said, damn, bro, this baby's gonna be handsome.
This guy's dope, though. He's like, he's kind of like my mentor at work. Taught me a lot of things at work. Good guy.
Nah, he's a prick. So why were you late, fool?
Oh, was I late?
Yeah.
I was taking a fat dump.
Oh, no.
I was taking a really big dump.
I left 10 minutes late because I was watching a video about a haircut. I was in my car and I was like, man, I want some candy. So I stopped at the liquor store.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You stopped at the liquor store to buy that candy?
Yeah.
I thought you had it from home, like from like a party.
I told you. I stopped to get this. I told you. I got this on the way here. I told you that when I barely got in here.
Things go one ear.
And then, and then, like, while I was in there, it took a while because I couldn't find it. And then there was, like, a dude there who walked in. And he went to, like, the section, you know, with, like, all the, like, the little Swiss rolls and the honey buns and all those little cakes. And he walked up while I was at the register. He went to the spot next to me at the register. And he, like, dumped, like, maybe 10 cakes. Maybe I was, like, 15. He just dropped them all at the register. And he went back to for another trip.
God damn, dude.
This was going to clean him out, dog.
Probably Philip Rivers. There's like 9 kids.
Probably eats like royalty. He's from the south too. He probably doesn't eat that junk. He probably eats like real food.
Oh no.
Although I don't know if his wife is from the south, so she probably doesn't cook.
I don't know. I don't think they'd cook honestly.
He's a baller though. I mean, he plays for LA, but he still lives here.
And damn, dude.
When he found out they were leaving, after they left to LA, he bought an SUV. And he used, I think it cost him like $300,000 to like pimp it out. So now only the only seats in there are these 2 seats. And it's a big ass SUV, and the everything in the back is like a home theater for him. Cause all those 3 hours to drive from here to work, he just studies game footage.
Damn, and dude.
Pays a salary for a driver to take him there every day, there and back.
Did you know, content creators, people that make vlogs and shit like that, they can use movie tickets as tax write-offs, cause it's kind of like they're studying for their work. Does that make sense?
I don't think they do that though.
They do.
No, they don't.
I listened to a YouTuber podcast, and he said that his tax advisor told him that he can use that as a tax.
Right? Yeah, but I'm saying, does he really? Because
he does.
It's like
he saves every movie ticket that he goes to. He has an assistant, so his assistant saves him.
Man, this dude sees like 10 movies a year.
And like, he watches a fuck ton of movies. Actually, he's a huge movie fan.
Is he a huge YouTuber?
Huge YouTuber, actually, yeah. He has millions of viewers.
I have a hard time believing this, dog. I'm not saying it's not true that you can do that. I'm saying I have a hard time believing that he actually does that.
The tax write-offs?
Yeah, because I don't imagine him being, if he's a YouTuber, he's a cheap ass like that.
He's actually a really cheap ass. He's really, like, he's not stingy with his money.
But he wants everything he can get.
But he wants everything he can get, yeah. At a reasonable low price.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, when he goes to restaurants, he's the type of dude where he's like, hey, we're in a hurry. Could you get us our food? And they just sat down. And then he eats, and he leaves while everybody else is still eating. But he drops, like, $20 up for his own food. So he pays for his portion, and then he leaves.
What the hell? Sounds like...
Yeah. Sounds like a huge douchebag. But he's actually a great guy. Nice guy.
I was gonna say that sounds like J Rose. Every time we eat, J Rose. He never wanted to split. He always paid for his stuff, and that was it.
David Dobrik.
I figured you were gonna say it was him. Yeah. I watched one of his vlogs the other day on Facebook, and like, they're good. It's good stuff. At some point, I'm just like, I'm getting sick of this.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude.
I can't, dude.
Cause it's not real life. It's like, I need real life. This dude's rich. Like,
I guess. It's entertaining to me, though, cool. Honestly. God, you're so fat, dude.
I know, but...
Jeez, man.
It's okay. That's okay, bro. It's okay to... It's not okay to be fat.
It's not okay.
It's okay to be okay with it, though.
I guess.
I've been, like, seriously, like... Recently, I've been, like, more and more tempted to just bust out my computer again and just... try, like, music.
Oh, really? Again. Why?
I don't know, dude. Like, I feel like... Because I don't have anything. I just work and I go home, dude. I don't do anything. I don't work out. I don't cook.
Yet you have all these movies on the Netflix list that you don't watch.
I don't want to do that either.
What the fuck do you do with your time?
I watch YouTube, man.
Jeez.
I do YouTube and I talk to the girl who I wish was my girl on Snapchat.
Oh, no. Then yeah, do it, dude. Cause you have, like you said, nothing else to do.
I don't know, man. I feel like if I did after like 10 minutes, I'd be like, this was a bad idea.
You won't know until you try it, though. You know.
I know.
It's like this.
Yeah.
You won't know until we try it. So far, I kind of like it.
Cause it's just normal.
Yeah.
It's
basically,
just
we're
just nothing, talking.
Yeah.
What made you want to do this, though?
Because it's something we already do. So it doesn't like...
Yeah, yeah.
The only difference would be... I would have to like... edit these videos. I mean, these podcasts. And make them like...
edit.
Shorter. And then... just upload them.
But, okay.
But there's nothing different, honestly.
Well, to me, the biggest difference is you're publishing it. It's going to the public. I'm saying, what makes you want to do that? What makes you want our conversation to go public? When... In reality, you and I are both really private people. We don't really publicize our life ever.
That's true. That's very true.
So what makes you want to do that? You ever think about that?
Honestly, it's just... I feel like because we already do it. That's why. It's like the same thing of like...
It's like...
For me, it's more because like we already do it, so why not post it?
I feel like this is just you wanting to try your naughty side. It's like when... It's
your
like
naughty side.
Yeah, it's like kind of like how looking at me or looking at you, we both seem like tame guys, but... You know, like...
Oh, it's like out of my comfort zone. Is that what you're saying?
Not just that, but like, let's say if it was like a... Let's use like a metaphor. Let's use it as like a girl. Like, you look like a really tame and mellowed out guy, but when you're probably banging your girl, you probably like to choke her and stuff. Or you don't like to, but you like to try it because she wants you to do it or something. You know what I mean?
Honestly, I just want to do it because we already basically do this. So why not just post it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like, that's what I want to do with like gaming. Because That's why I was late actually. I was playing games. But I won. I'm playing Apex Legends. And I won. And that's why I was late.
But since I already do that,
I kind of just want to record it and post it.
That just sounds like a game about monkeys. I'm pretty sure I've said that before.
Yeah, you said that before. But it's not. It's a dope ass game. But
like if I, like when I think about it, I think like you can choose like the lemur, the chimp, or the gorilla, or the orangutan. You can like gear them up. You put like vests on them and like
there's
shoulder
like a
pads.
Legendary gorilla and yeah, it's an albino
yeah,
gorilla.
There's the silverback, and then you can choose their weapons. Like, you can have like a spear or like a like some kind of like automatic.
Planet of the Apes.
You know what I mean? Some assault rifle, like yeah, like that. That's what I picture. And like it has like little maps like Call of Duty,
something like that at all.
That's how I picture it, and it has like the same functions of like real apes. So like if you choose the gorilla or the chimp, he's probably like walking on all fours, but he can like he can still stand up and walk a little bit on 2 feet.
Nope, nothing like that at all.
Apex Legends.
Nothing like that at all.
Is there any monkeys in the game?
No. There is one character though, but you just nobody knows what his true identity is. Like if he's actually human. Or if he's actually like some creature. So I guess that could be categorized as a monkey, but.
You know what I categorize that as? Racist.
No. But this character's covered. Like his whole body's covered. So
like
you can't
to unlock
anything.
The character like WWE games?
Basically, yeah.
Wait, do you ever expect anyone to listen to this?
To this?
Yeah. I don't think I do. But I still have that fear of it. Like, that's how I would keep it, like, you know, very closed off.
For me, I think people will hear it, but I don't care if they hear it.
But who do you expect? Like, do you expect someone to just be like, huh?
Honestly, yeah, I feel like people will just stumble upon it and then just word of mouth.
That's very, like, optimistic, dude. That's a little too optimistic.
No, I don't feel like it's optimistic at all. I feel like someone's going to stumble across it.
Like, I feel like somebody
like, someone's going to go to the comedy one and they're going to look at... newest podcast, and then it's just gonna show us. They're gonna click it. I'm not gonna say we're gonna get millions of like listeners. I mean, like we're just gonna get like
I think
we're like 10 or 20.
I think we're gonna get like 2 people. They're gonna listen for like 5 minutes before they realize this is stupid, and they're gonna like leave. They're gonna go to Joe Rogan.
Who knows?
Oh snap!
How come you want to keep it so private though?
Because I'm private. I'm private in real life.
But no one knows it's you though. These people don't even know who you are.
People could backtrack my voice and be like, yo,
we know. How are they gonna backtrack your voice?
My voice and my stories, they're gonna like, they're gonna map it. They're gonna map it out together. They're gonna be like, okay.
You're so dumb.
Hey,
there's billions of people in the world.
I'm paranoid. Alright.
That'll never happen.
I don't know. You never know, man.
I don't know. It'll never happen. Unless like you tell like somebody close, like unless you tell like safe, like, hey, I'm doing this.
You should listen and tune in. We go live at 9 on Sundays, man. Sunday's best.
But yeah, I'm also trying to do more things out of my comfort zone. Breaks, I would never do that, but I did it.
Yeah.
And it was easy.
You know, that made me think of something out of comfort. It made me think of Cowles Mountain when I went by myself.
Yeah.
When I told you I did that.
I didn't believe you.
You didn't believe me.
No.
But when I proved it.
With that dirty leaf you had.
No. When I...
Go on.
When I told you about it and I proved that I actually went, what did you think? Like, what were the thoughts in your head? Like,
about... You actually fucking did it. That's what's going through my head. You
but
did
that's
it.
You weren't
you
like...
You pulled through.
You weren't like, why did he do it or... How did he do it?
No, I did ask you why you did it. I'm not gonna ask you how you fucking walked.
No, I'm saying you didn't
but
think.
Like, I asked you. Yeah, I did.
No. I mean, when I say how, I mean, like, you know, like, do you think this fool, like, was heaving and ready to freaking roll on the ground? Or was he, like, charging forward confidently?
I brought this all up, didn't I? I'm pretty sure I asked you that. I was like, why'd you do it? You're trying to, like, get back into, like, fitness and trying to lose weight? And you're just like, nah, I just did it.
I mean, it started it all, but that's not why I did it.
And then I asked you, like, were you, like, tired as fuck when you're walking up there and stuff? And you're like, no, I just had to take a shit.
No, dude. No. I didn't say that I was nothing. When I tell people about that story, like, I tell them, like, I legit felt like I was gonna die, bro.
I think
it's like about, my heart.
I don't remember a lot of things.
Pounding, bro. My shirt was like drenched, like.
Yeah, all yeah, the way you did. You here, did tell dude. Me that actually. Yeah, I remember that part.
I was like wheezing.
You got to the top, didn't you? And you were just.
When I got to the top, I was like almost like when I got to one of the rocks at the top. It's like a, you know, you've been to the top, right? It's like
Cosmo Mountain. I don't think so.
A bunch of rocks up there. Like I was like crawling to like, one of the rocks to sit down. And I just remember sitting down, and I was, like, dying, bro. I was, like, I had water, like, a little gallon. Everybody there's like, chilling, like, oh, my God, let's take pictures. And I'm like, having a panic attack or something, bro. And I just.
Remember the first time we went? Couldn't even make it halfway.
That's the reason I went by myself. I told people.
That's crazy.
I tell people, the way I tell the story is, I went with a friend, which is you. We went in the summertime. And it was like around sunset when everybody's going. And I remember we got out, we climbed for like 20 minutes and I was like finished. And I was like, we're almost to the top. And you're like, bro, we're not even a quarter of the way there yet. And I remember looking down at where we were at and it looked really high to me, yeah, but I guess it wasn't anywhere.
No.
And then we got to the bottom.
We made it down like
two. You asked minutes. Me like, do you want to just go down? I was like, yeah, let's go. Like I gave up so easily and I felt really bad. And then this was in the summer of like 2015, and like it was like around August, and then, so come March of 2016, I don't know why I was thinking about that, and I felt like really, I felt bad. I felt like disappointed in myself because I was like, ah, I let myself down, and then, I remember my parents they went on a trip. They weren't even home, and they were gone for like 2 weeks. The day they left. I remember I went to bed, and I don't know why, for some reason, like, I just set the alarm for 4 in the morning. Like, I knew where I was going to go. I knew why I was getting up at 4 in the morning. I just didn't think I would actually do it. But I remember getting a banana, eating the banana, drinking some water, and I just drove out there.
Cool banana.
And it was, like, foggy. It was super foggy. It was kind of chilly.
Because I remember you said it looked like you were on top of the clouds, right?
Yeah, well, I showed you the pictures. You
yeah,
can see
yeah,
them.
It was beautiful.
And then I remember when I got on the trail, there was, like, people walking their dogs, like right when I got at the beginning of the trail, people already walking the opposite direction, which means they were already done with their morning hike. They already got to the top, and they were already on the way done with the dog.
Were they an old person, or?
And I saw old people, too. They're, like, briskly jogging, and it was super foggy. Like, I literally couldn't see more than a foot in front of me, and if I, like, turned on my flashlight from my phone, which I forgot to bring a flashlight with me, so I had to use one from my phone. I obviously, like, it's like a car when you drive. You turn on your lights, it just makes the fog worse. You can't see.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you have a lot of lights and they're, like, under you or something. So I was just doing that, and I remember I had a podcast going. I remember which one it was, too. It was a Joey Diaz podcast, and the guest was Bruce Buffer. And it was, like, just really, like, entertaining, so it got me out of my head, and I was just climbing. And I remember when I got to the point where we stopped when we went, and I looked down and I was like, this is it, this is where we were the first time. And I looked up and this is what it looked like outside. It was super dark. And I was like, we're not even close. I'm not even close to the top yet. And so I just kept climbing. It took me like an hour to get to the top. So I got there, I think just before 6 or something. It was definitely right before sunrise, like 10 minutes before the sunrise. And yeah, man. I felt like crap when I got to the top. I didn't feel like crap. I felt like I was going to die when I almost got to the top. And then when I got to the top, I felt like Superman, dog. I was like, whew. Like, what's next? It. Like, I was ready to do something else. And then when I had to go down, I was like, damn, now I got to go down. I was up there for like maybe 45 minutes.
Damn,
just
dude.
Like, because I was soaking it all in. I was like looking at everything, taking pictures, like walking around the whole peak so I could see everywhere, even though you couldn't see anything because it was all clouds.
Yeah, yeah.
And I on the way down, I was, or when I, right before I made my way down, I was like, this is gonna suck. But hell no, it took me 30 minutes to get to the bottom, or maybe like 20 minutes, but it felt like 2 minutes, dude.
Really?
It's basically like, it's kind of like you're galloping down. Like, it was super easy. And then I got to my car and I was so sweaty and I was so tired, but I remember I was just like, you remember Breaking Bad, right? Like, you remember a lot of the episodes clearly?
mostly.
Remember the episode where he goes to Tuco the first time and he asks for the money because of the method he stole, and he asks for the money for Jesse? And remember how he uses that fake meth to blow stuff up? I remember he walks to his car and he looks at the money inside his car and he goes, ugh! He like hits the cereal.
Yeah.
I reacted that same way, dude. Like, I was like,
you fucking did it.
Yeah, and then like, I don't remember if it was that same, on like right after. I just remember, I don't remember what I think I went home and showered and then I went to the store, or either I probably went directly to the store, and I just remember like buying like random ass stuff. I bought like chicken breast, like salad mix. I bought cheese. I bought plain yogurt. I bought frozen fruit, frozen veggies, and then it was good after that for like 2 months.
Wait, so how should we end this podcast?
Like that.
Just like that.
Just like that. That was Sunday.
Sunday's best.
Yep. That was it.